News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The summer is finally here. The good weather is rolling in. It can only mean one thing. From independence to electric picnic, the music festival season is here. Now, for many of us who left our 20s behind quite a while ago, we asked a question. At what point do you outgrow music festivals and what are the signs? Well, Katie Byrne is columnist with the Irish Independent, and she has written on this very topic and she joins us now. Katie, I suppose start by telling us, what are the key signs that you're growing out of music festivals?
I think hypochondria is a huge one for me anyway. So I think in terms of what you start packing after the age of 30. So whereas maybe in your 20s, it might just be baby wipes. After the age of 30, I need basically a full first aid kit and an entire pharmacopoea of over-the-counter remedies. For some people, it doesn't really bother everyone, but for me anyway, just when you start running into kids that you used to babysit as older adults.
Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah, or like younger siblings' friends. I think, yeah, the death knell is probably nephews and nieces.
What about the lineup? I have to admit now, I mean, I go to Electric Picnic on day trips, I stress. I don't do the overnight, but I look at the lineup and there's maybe three or four bands each day that I kind of vaguely recognise. The rest are all a mystery to me.
Yeah, I think when you don't recognise anything in the lineup, and more than that, when you're not willing to try and find out who they are, you know, when I think that's definitely a big sign as well. When it goes to basically taking an entire week off to go for your 3 days and then to get yourself like ready for work again, to, you know, just doing the Sunday day trip and kind of hoping that somebody might leave early, you know, just putting the feelers out there, just letting people know that like you are ready to go.
No, I have to say, I really love the day. I really enjoy it. I love listening to the bands. I just love the whole atmosphere. It's kind of like I sort of feel like it's a tear in an oak. I almost kind of forget about my whole life when I'm down there. But
oh, brilliant.
But I always want to leave before things get messy. And that's a sign of being too old, really, for a rock festival, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's attitude, though, isn't it? Like, you couldn't say it's age per se. I mean, I know people who... I know 30-year-olds who are 50, and I know 50-year-olds who are 20, you know, in spirit.
Okay.
You know?
Was there a point for you when you went, oh, you know what, I can't do this anymore?
Yeah, I mean, luckily, I haven't got to the point where people think that I'm drug squad. But that has happened to a few of my friends, where they just notice a lot of, like, young people kind of running out of their way. So I haven't got to that point yet, but there's definitely points. I'll tell you what it is for me. I just feel I'm just kind of too long in the tooth for not being treated nicely, for bad customer experience. Now, there's amazing festivals in Ireland, actually, but there are some that, like, you're just not treated very nicely. So I think if you go to some of the smaller, like, boutique festivals, you get a nicer experience. Or if you go abroad to festivals where there's much more respect for the aged.
Age-wise, I mean, are there festivals that are more geared towards the older person, of which I'm definitely one. You're a fair bit away from that yet. But Electric Picnic is, you do get a mix of ages. You do get all sorts.
Yeah,
I bumped into
so.
People I went to school with, and then like you, I also saw people who babysit my kids and stuff, and I was kind of, oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Electric Picnic, it really does it quite well, where, you know, you can have everything from people who are just on their leaving cert all the way up to families who are bringing their kids along, you know, and there's camping facilities there for them.
Well, what do you make of that, by the way? What do you make of the kids bringing the kids to a festival? It's not very rock and roll, or is it very rock and roll? Maybe, I'm not sure.
I think it's kind of, it's rock and roll if you just go to play groups, you know, every morning from, like, I mean, then it's rock and roll. What do I do? I haven't got kids, so I don't know, but I would probably put it to the kids and ask them what they think. Like, do you want to go to Disneyland Paris, or do you want to go to the Electric Picnic? Because if it is about the kids, maybe give them the option. And I'd say they might go to Disneyland.
Okay, well, listen, good to talk to you. You're obviously somewhere, it sounds absolutely gorgeous where you are right now. We can hear the birds singing in the background.
It sounds canned, doesn't it? It sounds fake.
It does. It actually does.
Yeah. I'm in Marrakesh, and yeah, the nature here is unbelievable.
Okay. No rock festivals in Marrakesh.
There is. Funny enough, I'm in the place that used to have a festival. It's the Oasis Festival, which is lovely. It's beyond beautiful. Like the gardens are better than Jardin Majorel, which is a big garden here. So yeah, they had like a kind of a techno and house music festival here 2 years running, which was just beyond.
Yeah, I was going to say now, I definitely draw the line at techno and house festivals, not even for an hour. Katie, listen, brilliant talking to you. Really interesting piece, and thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.